Hello and welcome to the show. If you're enjoying it and want an ad-free experience, consider signing up for the Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. Get early access and exclusive content on there as well for less than the cost of a cup of coffee. Links to ways of supporting the show are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy this episode.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the One on One Podcast with your host, Juan Ayala.
Episode of the Juan on Juan podcast, kind of a swap cast thing we're going to be doing here with Robert, Rob from the Typical Skeptic podcast. I've been on your show a couple times now, and I reach out for you to come on my show. So for those listening on the RSS feed, make sure to check out the YouTube channel, Juan on Juan podcast, and also the Juan on Juan media. I am streaming every Tuesday night as well as on twitch.tv/101podcast, so make sure to check that out every Tuesday night. www.tjojp.com for the Occultist Monday. I got the latest one, Occultist Monday Homunculus Edition. Also, I am working on Alchemy, the trading card game, which we've been working very hard on. That we are playtesting in the playtest phase for members. They're getting early access to those, and we're getting people to give recommendations, ideas, and when we launch the campaign, we're going to do some special tiers where you can get immortalized in the card game forever, name your own card, etc., etc. It'll be fun. But yeah, patreon.com/the101podcast. Rob, dude, welcome to the show. Let the people know where they can find you over on my end.
Yeah, you can find me. I'm really pushing for my audio podcast right now. I mean, I'm on everywhere. I'm mostly on YouTube, but you can find me as Typical Skeptic Podcast, UFO, Paranormal, and Psy on YouTube, because that's what I like to cover a lot of. I like to cover a lot of UFOs, aliens, target individuals, secret space program, military abductions. But then I also like to cover a lot of psychic phenomena, like remote viewing and telekinesis, and all, like developing psychic abilities. And then I like to cover the paranormal too, like stuff like that you talk about, and occult stuff and esoteric stuff. I don't like to put myself in one box because, you know, like I love to cover everything. I was inspired by Art Bell. So like, but I'm also on Rumble, and then I'm on every audio platform like you are. Like I'm on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. But my main hub's like Spreaker, you know, for audio, but you know. Yeah, but like I said, I was inspired by Art Bell. I used to listen to that back in the day, like, you know, 20 years ago, you know, and that he was covering a lot of basic, like, paranormal stuff, you know, because he was limited because he was on mainstream radio. Mm-hmm. But it got, like, my wheels turned, and then I had, like, a reawakening in 2015, which is, like, you know, and then I kind of started going down every rabbit hole. And then where I found you was I was watching the Tinfoil Hat podcast with Sam Tripoli, and you knocked it out of the park that day. And I was like, who is this dude? And then, yeah, ever since you've been covering like the coolest shit, man. You cover a lot of weird, like interesting esoteric stuff. And it's, it really pushes the limit on what other, like not a lot of people are doing that. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I appreciate that, dude. Yeah, my main bread and butter, like, I'm getting kind of tired of the conspiracy stuff, because some of the concepts are just so dumb, bro. Like a lot of things, because, and I don't like to box myself in, Because, right, typical skeptic. Are you a skeptic when it comes to this stuff? Like, you're researching it to believe it? Or what's your take on it?
Well, I'm open-minded to everything, right? I have an open-minded approach. Like, especially with my guests. Like, I let my guests come on and just say their piece. But I hope the audience is, like, discerning enough to, like, you know what they should. I guess I let the audience believe what they want. I don't really push the guests at all, you know. But then in my personal life, I would say I'm more skeptical. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. But I don't really apply that on the show, which I probably should. But, you know, like, I don't, like, really want all kinds of confrontations and arguments on the show because I don't think the audience would like that. So I kind of just, like, I'm skeptical in my own private life, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah, I think debates are gay. I think that, right, that you trying to convert somebody's belief system, we're not here for that, right? And it's turned into that where you have all these echo chambers and everyone's just trying to convert everybody else because they don't believe one little aspect, right? Flat Earth is one, gematria is another, like, you name it, any little thing. It's like there's these little cliques and sects, and if you don't believe 100% what they believe, they attack you for it. But I'm 100% on board with you where I'm just trying to learn, and I'm a huge skeptic, dude. Like, I've the only paranormal thing I've experienced that I talked to you about on your show was the UFO, which I know was real or whatever it was because I wasn't alone, right? Because that's usually the thing. Like, usually these people who have these experiences, they're by themselves. So it's source. Trust me, bro. I was not alone. Other people who were with me saw it. And they're like, you know, what is that? And that's why I know. And the next paranormal thing that's happened to me, aside from, like, weird synchronicities or coincidences, whatever you want to call them, is the sleep paralysis. Like, I experienced that for a large part of my life. I haven't in a while, okay? But I've never astral projected. I've never done any. I've never seen a ghost that I know of. I've talked about the shadows in the peripheral vision. Because the peripheral vision, if you really think about it, it's almost like an altered state of consciousness in a way, because you're not fully processing what's going on. I can see this movement here, but I'm not fully processing what it is. And I don't know if you've seen that not a meme, but it's like a clip where they show a bunch of faces of celebrities and you're supposed to focus on this dot in the center of the screen and it's mirroring the pictures of the celebrities, and you focus on the dot, and as they're flipping through different celebrities, their faces start to morph, bro. Like, oh, almost reptilian, like, they start to morph. So is that the brain trying to compensate? Is it showing their true self? What is that? I don't know, but I've always said that I've talked about the shadows in the corner of your peripheral. And when I talked about that, I think I talked about that on the confessionals when I mentioned that. A lot of people reached out and they're like, I'm experiencing the same thing. Like, I'm feeling the same thing. I'm seeing things that aren't there, like movements that aren't there. Like for one of the, I was in my truck getting a car seat out, right, the other day, and I caught something in my peripheral. So I thought it was one of my neighbors coming out to, like, say what's up or something like that, 'cause, you know, we talk. And I was fully prepared. I turned around to talk, to engage this person. Nothing, dude. It was like and I've had that happen quite a few times where I'm like, oh, well, somebody's here. And dude, it's nobody now.
Dude, I can tell you, I had a real, like, haunting experience here in my studio. I don't know what it was. So I can tell you the story. It's pretty interesting, actually. It really is. So it all started when my ex-girlfriend was here. We'd be sleeping, and then something, this studio that I'm in right now, I used to have a bed in here too. Like, okay, so, like, we'd be sleeping, and then something was touching me at night, and I was like, I didn't know what it was. Like, and I'm just going to tell you, dude, it was touching me inappropriately. I was like, and so I thought it was my girlfriend. I swear to God, I was like, oh, this must be her. And I looked over, and she's dead asleep. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I didn't think anything of it at first. I was just like, that was weird. It was like, maybe I was dreaming. So then eventually me and her, like, broke up, and then I was here by myself, and I'd be, like, laying down at night. And I don't know if it has something to do with, like, the psychological, our psychological process when we go through a breakup, especially mine was, like, really traumatic. It was like a twin flame kind of thing. You know what I mean? But I won't get much into that, but that's needless to say, I was really depressed. So I was laying down at night, And I, dude, at first it felt like a paranormal shiatsu. And I thought, I have a lot of friends who are energy healers. So at first I thought it was like one of my friends sending me energy healing. But then my friend told me, she's like, no, she's like, someone has to ask to enter your energy field before they send you energy healing. I was like, okay. I was like, well, something's definitely touching me at night. But what was weird is that I couldn't see it. And what's more evil than something that you can't see? You know what I mean? That's like the because we have a limited vision because of the electromagnetic light spectrum, and our vision's here, our vision's impaired as well. So this thing would touch me, and it was weird. I could jump up out of my bed. It would scare me. It felt like it was massaging me, but then I'd jump up out of bed, and I'd be like, stop. And it would stop. It would like listen to me. Which was weird, it let you know. But then things started getting weirder. I started waking up with bruises on my legs, and then I woke up one night and it felt like it was manipulating things inside my chest. It felt like it was like manipulating my organs or something. It was the most bizarre feeling I've ever felt in my life. And again, I can't see anything. I can just feel the energy. I can feel there's an energy there and it's touching me and I don't know what it is. So then I reached out to a couple of people and I was like, I got to get whatever this is out of here. I don't know what it is. Obviously, I talked to like maybe five or six different people, man. Everybody told me something different. And then I think I talked to Phil Barrow out of England. He's like a he's like a healer, and he said he got it out of here, and then I wasn't bothered ever since. So I don't know what it was. I mean, it could have been. I'm open to any. See, that's what it is about me. I'm open to anything. It could have been a demon if those are real. It could have been a ghost. It could have been a projection of my own consciousness because I was going through a lot of depression. I'm not against that either, but I just don't know what it was. You know, but it was definitely there. It was something that was there. You know, for real. And then what's weird is like people will tell me shit. They'll say, you've been abducted. I don't believe it because I don't have any memories. They'll say, I've been in the secret space program. I don't believe it because I don't have memories. But I can tell you, I definitely had something in here, you know. And I'll only tell you about the stuff that I've actually had experiences with because, you know, yeah.
And that's the thing with me. Like, I'll talk about things that I've studied, the literature, what it says, right? These books that are there, these records. But have I experienced any of it? And it's interesting that you're saying this because it's very similar to the concept of like a succubus or an incubus, right? Whichever way you swing, you know, the female kind, I always get them mixed up, but
it probably would have been a female kind in my case. But you know what's interesting about that? I had this psychic on my show. I can't remember her name, but she told me that this whatever was in here was drawn here from the sex that me and my ex-girlfriend were having. She said, and she asked me, she was like, was your ex-girlfriend a twin flame? And I said, yeah. She said, what was the sex like? I was like, it was amazing. It was like really passionate all the time. She said, if there's usually like really, you know, boom, boom, boom going on. Like, you know, like everybody's had that. Everybody's had the partner where it's like, you know, out of control, right? Which, you know, if you have that, supposedly that like it entices spirits and they want to get in on that. Like they want to feel it. So they come and check out what's going on. And then next thing you know, you got to I don't know, something living in your space that, you know, we can't see because, and you know, it's interesting, and not to even change the subject, but who made it that way? Like, that's what makes me question this reality. Like, who made it so, like, there's things that we can't see, but, like, we can sense them, or sometimes we can see them out of the corner of our eye. Like, why is our perception so limited? I've always wondered that. Like, why is it that, like, you know, there's a paranormal and there's a veil and all this stuff? And, like, you know, I've always wondered all stuff like that. Like, who made this reality, you know? Sorry, that's a lot to go off of, but
no, I think about that constantly. And what I was gonna say is the concept of like the what do you want to call it? Maybe ethereal sex or whatever, right? This concept of having intercourse with these entities. There's entire blogs about this, dude, of people who engage in these acts with these entities. And there's people who, again, it's what they do. I went down a deep, dark rabbit hole one night.
I wasn't having sex with an entity.
but there are people who do.
Got drawn into it, you know? Like, I think it got enticed by us or something, and it wanted to, like, you know. But you're saying there's, you know who talks about that is, I love him. I have him on my show. It's Nathaniel Gillis. He's good with that kind of stuff about the succubuses and the demons and stuff like that. Like, he's really good with that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, I've heard about him, but there's people who do it, bro. And it's interesting because I've recently done a couple episodes on Monroe and the Journeys Out of the Body, and he talks a lot. Book. Yeah, he talks a lot about the sexual entities that are outside of, you know, in this astral realm, that they just want to feel that sexual spark, and they're constantly looking for that. It's almost like an overwhelming feeling of that. And so it just makes me think of that. And, you know, you said that you were in a different state of mind. Well, according to Paracelsus, and even, right, a movie I recently covered, Homunculus, the Netflix movie from 2021 or 2019, something like that. It's all about that, dude. It's about people's darkest, deepest traumas manifesting themselves on their bodies as homunculus. So any trauma that they have, their homunculus is going to look a certain type of way. And it's just like this whole thing. But Paracelsus in the 16th century talked about how the state of mind of a man could project things astrally. It could develop a watcher of some sort on them by them projecting these thoughts of self-doubt, self-pity, depression. Whatever, like depression, that it's a thought form, an egregore of some sort that leeches off your life. Because it feels like that sometimes, right? When you get in the grind, I've been depressed before. So it's like none of this matters. Everything I do doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Like those things start to project, and then it'll leech on you. But
bro, can I just tell you, that's so weird that you said that, because 3 months after the breakup, I started manifesting a pain in like my liver. Like, and I went to the mainstream medical, which I have so many friends who are like into holistic healers and all that shit. So I try to do everything natural, but I was worried. I was like, man, I was like, there might be something wrong with me. So yeah, they ran all these tests. They did like, everything came back fine. So, you know, like people started to think it was from the depression. They're like, you got stuck energy inside you, because we're all energy, right? We're all energy vibration, of some sort, you know? And if that energy gets stuck somewhere, but what's going back to is, I feel like it ties into what you were saying about, like, you know, I was projecting thoughts of like major depression and sadness, and like, you know, and I probably picked up a watcher, and that watcher was probably feeding off my liver, because the liver is what carries anger and resentment and stuff. So that would be an easy place to loosh off of.
Yeah, and it makes you live. It's the liver, right? So it's what gives you life, essentially. It's one of the most important organs. And so this concept of astral entities attaching themselves, and the concept, the reason why sometimes I'll be like, hey, you know, is the paranormal, is alchemy, is the homunculus, is the occult, is the esoteric, is it all fake and gay? Is it just all make-believe? Like, this is just mumbo-jumbo that people make up. But the thing with that is that although it's just excerpts and writings of other people, there's still a record nonetheless. And that's what intrigues me, of like, how did somebody come up with this? Like, how, this is very creative. But then if you step back and you go, okay, well, we have people like that today. If you look at any of your favorite TV shows, that essentially came from the mind of a person, right? Yeah. Game of Thrones, Star Wars, you name it, the Marvel Universe, the DC Universe, like anything that you can think of. Disney was manifested from a group of people, right? Like, it's possible to make these things up. But again, we weren't there. But how I have always said, we're still debating the legitimacy of Jesus Christ till this day. There's people who don't believe in him. There's people who do believe in him. There's 45,000 different denominations. They can't even make up their mind between themselves. So we're all navigating in this soup, this ideological, philosophical, mystical, religious soup. And it's like we're trying to navigate that plus navigate reality itself, which that on its own is already hard. But it's run by monopoly money. Money is everything. But then if you really look at it, it's just a piece of paper with sigils on it. And it doesn't really mean anything else other than the intrinsic value that we give to it. But everyone's in that cycle. So maybe that's the real mind control. And the reason I also doubt like the occult and the esoteric is because a lot of the talk in the media, right, the diddler, and Epstein and all these guys that you see that, you know, have been taken down, they usually have some form of like tangible real evidence against somebody. So the conspiracy is, or the confirmation, whatever, that they record people doing inappropriate things to people. If they are younger in age or not, that's up for debate, probably. Who knows, right? We can't confirm it, because again, this is just this is when the conspiracy realm steps in. So it's like they have power over somebody from an actual like video or recording or something. That's a real tangible thing that you can touch and feel and show somebody. You can't be like, hey, dude, if you don't listen to me and you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to stick a watcher on you. You know, I'm going to stick a watch.
That would be insane. Well, you know, some people can, you know, if you believe in magic, you know, some people that, well, that, see, that's where.
But do they make you believe that, Rob? Do they make you believe that you have a watcher on you? And then you get all paranoid, like, oh, there's a watcher here. You know, and then you start to see things because you start to make yourself believe that. You feel me?
Well, no, my case was something was actually happening and I have no clue what it was.
Like, and it wasn't a dream.
Was definitely, it wasn't like me. I wasn't like thinking like it was this or that, or I just knew something was touching me in the middle of the night. Almost to a point, like I believe, like I said, I believe in energy work. Like, you know, like I believe people can send you energy. That's what I thought it was at first. But then it started getting like weird, you know what I mean? Like waking up with bruises and like, you know, like, you know, like it was just like, and then like I told you, the night when I woke up and like something was like literally like manipulating my chest, and I was like, holy fuck, man, I don't know. And I don't know what it was. I'm not gonna put a name to it because I have no clue, you know. But I do believe in like magic. I believe people can use magic. I believe in psychic abilities. I believe people can train their psychic abilities. I believe we can manipulate this reality to a certain point. I mean, I haven't been able to do it with like extreme results, but I have been able to manifest stuff when I've needed it, you know, which I think is weird. It makes me think, can you master that? You know, it's strange. Like, it's almost like the reality is malleable to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. It'll give you what you need, but it, you know,
it'll take, you know. It also takes back, so you can only give as much as you're willing to take back, right? The law of equivalent exchange in the Full Metal Alchemist, where it's like you got to give something of equal value up in order to get whatever it is that you're looking for. But like, I consider myself a magician too. I'm a medic magician. I use memes, you know, humor to portray ideas and get things through, and that is the most effective way to do things sometimes because people resonate with that. And like, for example, I'll post a meme, and if the meme get, you know, I've gained hundreds of followers from one meme because of the meme, you know, but my motive was to gain followers, but I'm using this meme as a means to get the followers. You get me? So it's like you leverage things here and there, but
I love memes. I think people who are able to do amazing memes are like, that's a talent.
It's an art.
They make me laugh, man. I love funny memes. They're the best, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What kind of memes do you post usually? Like
the most popular meme that I post is I've said this, like I can post a meme about like being a fed, right? Like getting called a fed or whatever, right? In this community, because people, if you start to get any views or any subscribers, you're automatically controlled opposition, blah, blah, blah. So you make a meme about that, it does okay. But my most popular meme that is the most effective meme is the fake and gay meme. The fake and gay meme, I can post a regular meme, it'll get 100 likes. I post a fake and gay meme, it gets 1,000 likes. Like, it's something about, again, questioning your reality and that it might all be made up. Like, it might all be made up. If you look at politics, if you look at anybody in power, you go, this is the best that we can do. Like, this is the best that we got. This is the cream of the crop. And then you just go, okay, well, it's got to be rigged. It's got to be a rigged system. And I feel bad for people who are still stuck in that, dude.
I feel the same way. You know, I'll tell you what was weird. So I've always been against politics my whole life. Like, I just don't buy, I tried not to buy into it ever. Like, I feel like we should be free and sovereign. You know what I mean? I feel like we should be able to make our own decisions. And if we were to have elections, I feel like we should have more choices. You know what I mean? But so like, people started like, you know, preaching a lot about Trump to me, and they started be like, oh, you got to vote for Trump. He's like our only option, this and that. And I was like, fine. Okay. So I was like, I'll vote for Trump. So this was hilarious, dude. You know how they talk about voter fraud? This is hilarious. You're not going to believe this. So I was going to vote on election day, but I had requested a mail-in ballot. I never was going to send it in. I never got it. It never came. And then I got an email saying that
my
ballot was being cast. So someone made my vote already, and I didn't even do it. So I'm like, when they talk about voter fraud, it's actually real. I'm an example of voter fraud. And I hate the system. I hate politics. I was just going to do it just because I basically got convinced to do it, you know? Yeah. And I feel stupid about that because I always, like, hold myself to a standard that I feel like I'm above politics. I feel, you know, I feel feel I really don't like. I really don't align with any politician, because all they talk about is they want to fight with each other and they want to blame the other party and this one. You know, they don't want to look at the real core issues that are hurting it, you know, us. And look at our streets, man. We have homeless people all over the place. Meanwhile, we're sending money to Ukraine and Israel and stuff. I mean, it's like, where did we go wrong? You know what I mean? And now there's, like you said, there's, you know, I can't say that. I don't think I can say the word on YouTube. There's sick people that are doing things with children, you know, and that's like, I mean, where did we go wrong? That makes me think of like stories when people talk about Rome or Atlantis, like how they fell, you know, because they were getting like sick and corrupted. If Atlantis was real, I don't know if it was. I'm just saying, you know, when you hear about stories like that, you say that the Atlanteans were messing around with dark magic and they were starting to become corrupted. They were making like, chimeras and stuff like that. Look what we're doing. We're making clones and kind of, you know, Dog Man could be a chimera, you know? So I think along those lines, I guess, you know, I feel like our whole society is kind of fucked up, you know?
And, no, 100%, dude. It is. And people recognize that, because one conspiracy or one thing that everyone can agree on is like, all politicians are corrupt. Yeah, they're all corrupt. Oh, well, such and such party's corrupt. No. And if they affiliate with that party, they go, no, this guy could never be it. You know, insert whoever you want to insert. It doesn't matter, because I feel that these people are all selected. And these people, in my opinion, are the definition of like homunculus, where they're specifically bred for this one thing. And that's it.
Yeah.
Which is to lead. Right. They're all put in these positions because, dude, I've experienced gatekeeping in real life. Like,
What's Donald Trump? I mean, like, people love Donald Trump right now. He's getting hundreds of thousands of followers when
he's probably not going to win, bro.
I'm just saying, like, he draws huge crowds, but what is he? He's an actor. He's an actor. You know what I mean? He's a brilliant. I mean, that's what he does, right? He's like,
he's a meme.
He's been in Hollywood for years. He's known people in Hollywood. He has connections. He's been in Atlantic City, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, so. For him to be able to say something to the crowd is not hard, because he can act. He knows, you know, like, so I try to look outside of it, you know, to see, like, you know, like, I don't want to believe the hype is what I'm saying. Even though I did buy into the hype a little bit, I don't want to believe the hype as well. That means I'm kind of confused. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it's like, you know, like, society will really like work, you know, especially when you have friends. Like, I have friends that are like hardcore MAGA and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, why are you doing that, man?
They're hardcore, like, witches. MAGA is witch in Latin.
So, is it really?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they are, you know. But like, all that stuff breeds hate in a way, dude, you know. And I'm not against, because like, you're just like, you're hating on the other party and you're like, you know.
I hate everyone equally. I don't care about not one specific group more than the other. I hate all of them equally. Everyone, you know, is hated equally in my book. I don't think anyone's better than the other. But you should read Gustav Le Bon's Psychology of Crowd, and he is the father of crowd psychology. And a crowd falls in various criteria. It could be a nation, it could be a town, it could be a small group of people, and that group becomes an entity. And within that group, there's one thing that Le Bon couldn't describe, he couldn't put pinpoint, and he called it the contagion. And the contagion was this force that would take over the people, almost in a possession like thing, where it would make them act differently than they would otherwise act. You can call that peer pressure, you can call that whatever it was, influence, whatever you want to call it. You can call memes, you can call it whatever, because a meme is the smallest increment of information, right? So the smallest form of information. And in order to create culture, you need to inject it first, right? When you culture something, you're exposing it to something. And memes work the same way. Like, if you look at Trump, he's a walking, talking meme, right? And they use that, dude. They use that to their advantage, because you're saying they're megastars. Like, he's a megastar. He had The Apprentice right before he became president. Like, for however many seasons. Like, he's famous. Like, he is a celebrity. And I find it kind of hard to believe that the other guy won the most popular and the most amount of votes ever in the history of voting ever. Was this other rando who obviously has some, right, mentally, he's...
Were you about to say Ronald Reagan?
No, I'm talking about Joe Biden and his declining mental health, where you could obviously tell there's something wrong with the guy, but it's like
yeah. Oh yeah, there's definitely something wrong with him. I mean, yeah, I mean, and maybe he that was a clone sometimes, even talking. Like, I don't even know if that one's real. If the real Joe, you know, like, you know, I honestly feel like they are using clones and stuff too. You know, like I mean, I don't know. I have no proof of it, but I mean, if you kind of look up research on clones, they're definitely doing something, you know. And remember, the government's always like so far ahead of us. I wouldn't be surprised about what they have, you know.
Well,
like,
you know, one of the things about the homunculus or the golem or whatever is, right, this clone, essentially, it's a clone. It's an artificially created entity, is that they're never perfect. They can do things, right, like as a clone that a clone could do, but their speech is off. Something is always off about them, and they kind of sort of glitch out, right? So, I mean, you're not far from the truth. I'm sure that these people, since their assets and these agencies want to preserve their assets, you always get one or two, right? You get one, two, maybe three in there. Like, they always talked about Saddam Hussein having, you know, clones or lookalikes. Hitler as well supposedly had lookalikes. Who else? I mean, you know, a lot of people in history have talked about having, I think Osama bin Laden as well had lookalikes. So, were those clones? Were those homunculus? Were those chimera? Like, what was that? Because I agree with you. I think that there is the realm of possibility when it comes to all of this, because we know for a fact they're growing animals artificially in wombs. IVF is a form of alchemy, in my opinion. They're, you know, impregnating an egg outside of the body.
Oh, in vitro fertilization. Sorry. Yeah.
Test tube babies. Yeah. And I mean, I know people who are test tube babies, like that they came from that. So it's not too far fetched. And you have places like Israel who are creating artificial embryos, because the laws for the embryos is you have to kill it after 14 days if you cultivate an embryo outside of a body. Well, what happens if you have an artificial one that acts just like the real one? Well, this is a copy of that thing. So technically, the laws that apply to the real one don't apply to the artificial one. So who knows how long they've carried these things out for, and they might be living among us, like quite literally among us. Like, and I don't like the concept of like NPCs. I think that's mean. But it sure as hell seems like some people are not there, like 100%.
I agree. And there's always the fact that people can be hybrids too. Like, I don't know how much you believe about this, but I mean, I've studied a lot into the old alien abduction lore, and it seems like what was weird about that is, like, I'm skeptical about it, right? I am. But it's weird that, like, it happened to, like, hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people say they were abducted by aliens. But here's the even weirder part. Every time that they were abducted, they were taking semen from men, and they were taking DNA from, like, eggs from women, and then later they just said they'd be presented with a hybrid, and it would you know, like, they had to, like, nurse it or whatever, and then the aliens would take it away or whatever. Where did all these hybrids go? That's a question. But then something even more interesting is Daryl Sims. They call him the alien hunter. I know you probably don't believe this, but it's interesting for sure. He said, like, if you get someone 24 hours after an abduction, they'll have a fluorescence on their skin. He said it's part where this alien being has touched them, and you run a black light over and you'll see the fluorescence. He said usually when a person sees it, they act like a rape victim. They'll run to the sink and they'll try to scrub it off, but he said it doesn't come off. It just goes into the skin after 24 hours. And he said there's been women who've had this fluorescence all over their bodies, inside their, you know, pubic area and stuff like that. Like, it's fascinating to me. I mean, it's horrible, but it's fascinating. But, you know, it's interesting all the less. I'm not saying I believe it completely, but I know
that. That's pretty wild. And like how I've said, I'm sure that, let's say, out of a million of those people, right, a million people you have that have been abducted, right? And I don't know if you've ever read Fritz Springmeier's work where he talks about, right, how to create an undetectable mind-controlled slave, Illuminati slave, where he talks about that those memories that people remember are actually there to block something else out, and that they were implanted memories, and that essentially there was no alien, there was no Mickey Mouse that came in through your window. That's a story that when you tell people, that's to discredit you so that they don't believe you. It's something so ridiculous that they're, that'll never happen, that's not real, blah, blah, blah. Like, you get discredited, right?
Yeah.
But in actuality, it did happen. But the way that he puts it is that all these memories are used to block off the fact that you're being used by this certain group as a sort of almost like a sleeper cell where you have multiple personalities inside of yourself. And then it's like that movie Split or whatever it's called, where he's got a few different personalities inside of him. And then when one shifts into the main, right, the one that's talking, his entire body shifts and changes and his bones crack and everything depending on which personality is talking through him, right? It's almost like a form of possession. So the correlation between aliens and demons, I mean, that's being talked about more than ever now, of like, hey, you got guys like Tucker Carlson coming out talking about, oh, they're actually Nephilim or whatever they want to call it, these incarnated spirits that come back. And you mentioned Atlantis earlier and how they got wiped out. Well, that's the book of Genesis, bro. That's the story in Genesis where the Watchers came down, made Nephilim, and then God was like, yo, this is too much. We got to get rid of it all. And then what does he do? He floods the freaking earth. And, right, the rest is quite literally history, biblical history. So are we headed towards that way? I don't know. I don't know if we are there yet or if we will get there. But it does seem like every year, I feel like it's been the end of the world since, I remember when it was going to end in 2012. I remember that. And everyone was waiting for December 21st, 2012. Oh, it's going to happen. The Mayan calendar reset it. I remember in 2000, same thing, the whole Y2K thing. When's the next one? I think people are saying,
I was listening to Art Bell back then. I remember Art Bell had a Y2K special. You can still listen to it this day. Like, you know, and nothing happened except maybe a couple computers went out or something. It was hilarious. I remember people were calling in and shit. Cause you remember his show was on like late at night. So
I never listened to Art Bell, dude. I've listened to like one or two things, but I've never, there's just like an AI Art Bell now too, that talks.
What is it really?
Yeah. With like callers and everything. You haven't check it out, dude. It's called
No
like
Way.
The Ghost of Art Bell.
That's fucked up. Like, they should not be doing that. Like, I don't like that, you know? I don't like that at all. You really think there really is an AI Art Bell?
I promise you, look it up, dude. I'm not even kidding you.
Dude, that's fucked up, man.
So
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like that. I don't like where that's heading.
What if, right? You got the concept of AI, which is hot as well, like nowadays, you know, we're talking about entities and spirits. Like, what if AI is, I know people are, oh, it's never going to be sentient. You have like the pro humans are like, oh, this thing can only do what we tell it to do, blah, blah, blah. You don't think that maybe they have something far more advanced than the ChatGPT that you're being presented is just the tip of the iceberg. It's for the dummies that, you know, it gives them the bare bones minimum. You don't think that they have stuff running behind the scenes that is highly more advanced that could be, when will technology be perfect enough to be inhabited by a soul or a spirit? Because they've been using talismans and amulets for all of history to house demons and house entities. What difference is it when, you know, a computer is made out of crystals, it's made out of chips, it's made out of different metals, it's made out of different things. When will a machine be perfect enough to be inhabited by a spirit?
One of the big conspiracies in the target individual community, which is like, you know, like target individuals feel like they're being manipulated by the government, you know, either through gaslighting or stalking or mind control tactics, V2K, which is, there's patents on V2K, so we know it exists, but supposedly it was used in the Iraq war nullify the soldiers. But, you know, the targeted community feels like that, you know, these experiments are being, you know, done on them, right? They feel like they have V2K in their mind, and then they feel like they're having physical interactions. But this goes way further. So there's this guy, Jesse Beltran. He's doing a big study on Havana syndrome, which is like the precursor to V2K, you know what I mean? And how it was first used on like diplomats in Havana, for mind control, and then maybe used on the mass population. But where it's even going a step further is in the, you know, this is a conspiracy, but people believe that some form of the government, want to call it the deep black government or someone, is using self-assembling nanites in people's bodies who are targeted now to make them merge with AI and then become some, I guess, you know, targeted robot or something, or a perfect mind controlled victim. I don't know. Do I believe it? I don't know. I just know, you know, the bare bones, you know? It's interesting, though.
Yeah, I know it is. And I'm not saying that it's impossible because, again, this is coming from the guy who studies homunculus, bro. Like, I can get weird. Like, I can go there and back. My issue is when people take things and like, no, this is it. This is the way it is. But okay, but
oh no, there's one thing. I think that's where you and I will agree. We get along. It's like, you know, I never push any. I never even say like, this is what I think. I'm just like totally open to anything, and I don't try not to have an opinion on anything, you know, because I'm like, you know, I mean, I can present you with some things I know, but I can't say it's for a fact. Like the alien abductions, like I know, you know, I don't say that I know, but it seems like things have happened, but I'm not sure. You know, and this and that. Same thing with the targeted stuff. It's like, I don't ever want to buy into one theory because I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, he promoted the secret space program. Now he's an asshole because it was proven false or something. So it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'll keep it in my mind and I'll let people present it on my show. But if something ever, you know, I just don't want to be that guy, you know?
What happened with that one dude who had talked about it? I forget his name.
Corey Good.
What happened with that? What was the whole deal with that? So he was exposed. He came out and said it was fake, or what was it?
He said to his fans, he was saying that he was in space and he's been on these crafts and shit like that. Then for some reason he got brought into court. I'd never watched the proceedings or anything, but like I guess he got in trouble for something and he had to say in court. He said in court that he had never been to space. That's what he said in court. But there's still people who say that, like, when he first came out, he was given good information. But, you know, it's hilarious, man. It's like,
whoa. Yeah. So under oath, he cracked and he said no.
He said he'd never been to space. Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Because this is another popular thing. Like, what is space to you? Do you think it's what we represented?
Yeah, I know, right? That's crazy. Because like, there's like those cool channels like Italian PNC. I don't know if you ever saw that guy. He does like the flat Earth research,
no.
And he presents you with all these old school like flat Earth maps that show there's like territories outside the ice wall and stuff. And it gets my brain thinking. It makes me think about inner Earth. It makes me think of stuff outside the ice wall. I love thinking about that.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just want to remind everyone, make sure to check out the show on Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. I constantly get emails, oh, only one episode a week. Yeah, one episode a week for the public, but for as little as $5 a month, you can get up to two, sometimes three, sometimes one episode per day on the Patreon, as well as on the YouTube channel as a member for as little as $5. And there's also on the Patreon over 250 episodes only found on there. There's an extensive backlog of episodes. So check that out. For those asking, make sure to follow the show on YouTube, Juan Juan Podcast. Also, Juan Juan Media. I am going live every Tuesday on there streaming. I also go live on twitch.tv/Juan Juan Podcast. So make sure to check me out on there. Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. And make sure to get your copy of the Occultus Mundi Homunculus Owner's Manual, all that good stuff at tjojp.com. Can pick up your copies there or go over to the Ko-Fi. I'm on Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, all that good stuff. You know where to find it. And enjoy this episode.
So, I mean, I can't prove it, but I mean, you know, I know one person that's been to Antarctica, Brad Olson. He's been on my show. You know, he's a pretty popular guy, but he showed me some pictures of Antarctica. But the thing is Antarctica's huge, dude. It's like he could have been in a part where he was in a touristy part and they may not show you anything. So I'm not convinced that he saw the parts that are needed to prove anything or disprove anything about Antarctica. You know,
I think there's a project going on right now. I forgot the name of it. Somebody had told me about it, where I guess all the flat Earth people are getting together and they're going to go to Antarctica to see if there's a 24-hour sun or not. And if it's a 24-hour sun, I'm serious, dude. It just came out like a few weeks ago. If it's a 24-hour sun, it will prove that the Earth is round. If it's not, then it'll prove that the Earth is flat. But I'm sure that they always have a rebuttal for everything because it's all mental gymnastics, right? So you need to, just like gematria, where you need to, you know, move the words around a little bit, add a couple of letters to make it fit whatever narrative that you're trying to portray. But let me find it because there's a, it's something that came out, Flat Earth Final Project or something like that. Let me see if I can find it here.
Dude, that would be hilarious, man, if they could prove it one way or the other, you know. I guarantee you Flat Earth Dave's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. So all the biggest ones, Hibbler, Flat Earth Dave, Dave, that's Dave Weiss, right? Flat Earth Dave.
Yeah. Dave Weiss, he's cool.
Dubé.
Yeah. Oh, Eric Dubé. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
With the evidence.
Oops. So it's called The Final Experiment. It's an observation. It doesn't proceed. So there's already people making videos about it. But The Final Experiment. Check this out. I'm going to share my screen here real quick.
Oh, let me give you a. Let me see if I. Or I think.
Yeah. Okay, you got to enable it.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. So The Final Experiment. This came up on my feed not too long ago. And so The Final Experiment is. The final experiment is coming. The debate will be settled once and for all. Are you ready? And then let's check out the website. So
this is amazing.
Flat Earth participants. Days, well, the final experiment are, let's see who the participants are. So you have Jainism, Kingdom of Contact, Wits It Gets It, right? Another flat earther, Globe Earth team. You got Dave McKeegan. I don't know who any of these people, McToon. I've seen this guy, McToon. Let's see here. Who we got? Bob the Science Guy. Professor Dave. I've seen this guy debate people. He's pretty good. Yeah. Let's see what the FAQ is. So what is it? The final experiment is a way to settle the shape of the Earth debate. Both the flat Earth side and the globe side agree that that whether or not there is a 24-hour sun in Antarctica will confirm if we live on a flat plane or on a globe. A 24-hour sun cannot work on a flat plane in the south, and the sun cannot sit on a globe during the southern summer. So they say that the sun, you know, the sun goes around, it kind of goes down, it dips down a little bit, goes back up, dips down. So that's a 24-hour sun, and was created by Will Duffy. This is the guy who pastors a small church outside of Denver, Colorado. Is this the guy that went nuclear? Did you ever see the fight between the two pastors? You know what I'm talking about? Let me see if this is the guy. So there was two pastors.
He said he went nuclear.
Let me double check. So no, it's not. But check this out, dude. So pastors fight. Well, pastors fight about flat Earth. There was these two. There were right. Greg Locke explodes during flat Earth debate. So there was two pastors.
Dude, are we allowed to watch this? This would be hilarious. Like, oh man.
Let's see here. Greg Locke, Flat Earth. So he was having a debate. He got kicked out. Your weekly. Is it this one? No. Let's see if it's this one here. Let's see.
We're not biblical Christians.
This is TikTok, so we can. Can you hear that?
Yeah. No, I can't.
Let me double check. So. Share sound. Share. All right, you should be able to hear now.
We do not adhere to the flat earth model.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Out against tongues and deliverance, you were not a biblical Christian in that area.
And guess what? Tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Flat earth is not a gift of the Holy Spirit.
It's in the Bible.
If me being deceived means I believe in a spherical earth, I'm deceived, and you can just go ahead and leave and cancel this debate right now because you're not going to convince me what the Bible clearly says. The earth is not flat 1,000%, and if I got people in our church that think it is, that's great. I love you, but if you want to go to his little service in the morning, then go to his service in the morning. It's not going to bother me one bit. The earth is not flat.
First of all...
Hello? Is it sunrise or not?
Not at all. I don't agree with
Turn
you.
Turn his mic off. Get out. You're a Bible denier. We're going to actually do something spiritual in this room tonight instead of talk about flat earth nonsense. And by the way, if you go to this church and you're upset about me taking the Bible in its context and dealing with it, and you're going to keep sowing that discord, don't ever come back. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not listening.
The lady just waving the flags.
We'll see you at 2:30 in the morning. We're going to have a packed house. We're going to preach what the Bible.
So it's usually like, I don't know if it's Pentecostal or not, but they used to do that at my church. It's just like a form of worship. You just, you know, swing the flags around and you know, act of worship. Yeah, I'm sure it's got a significance or something, but I don't
know. I was going to say, do you think there's something occult or esoteric to that?
Like 100%, mine? Bro. It's all occult and it's all esoteric, but they just don't give you the juicy juice. They give you the watered down juice.
You know a lot about the church and stuff, right? You spend a lot of time there.
I spent a lot of time there, but I wasn't educated. So I spent a lot of time there, and I hadn't done research as to... And that's what kicked me off on my journey when I started learning that all the stories that I had grown up with all my life, there's the opposite of. I was like, whoa, how am I supposed to believe mine then if there's like another version of it? Like, I never knew about the Book of Enoch. I never knew about the Nag Hammadi. I never knew about the Dead Sea Scrolls. I never knew about any of that. And then when I started getting educated, I was like, oh, damn. I was like, damn, I'm a Gnostic. I was like, I'm a freaking Gnostic. So I started studying Gnosticism and all this stuff. And then I just went down that. Then I discovered the Anunnaki, and I discovered all.
That was my awakening point, was the Anunnaki. Like I said, I was used to listen to like UFO and paranormal radio my whole life. I've been kind of just into it, you know, like I don't know why, you know, something's like draws me to like the weird and paranormal and like, you know, I just love all that stuff, you know, but when I found out about the Anunnaki in 2015, and it blew my mind. I was like, what? I was like, maybe these things might have come from somewhere, and like, you know what I mean? But I don't know, you know. But how was it for you? Was that what it was, Gnosticism and the Anunnaki?
Yeah, so the Book of Enoch opened the floodgates, and then I've been in the rabbit hole ever since, bro. Like, I haven't been back, and... I reserve my right, like you, to believe. Like, I believe in God. I say, you know, fuck religion. I believe in God because I think that the establishment is corrupt. And I think that a lot of things that they present to us are watered down versions. But absolutely, it's all occult, bro. It's all based on other principles. It's all about the manipulation of energy. Have I felt stuff before in the church? Absolutely. Have I felt the Holy Spirit? I think that's what it was, because that's what they had always told me it was. So I think that's what I felt. Like you were getting... you know, jerked off by a demon lady. You don't know, right? Like, whatever it was. But you can't tell me what was, you know, the Holy Spirit or a demon lady. You never know. Maybe the Holy Spirit likes to get freaky. Like, you know, I'm sure people are going to get pissed off about me saying that. But we don't know. How can you truly sure? People go, oh, I can feel. I know how it feels. Like, I know. Okay. Cool. Like,
yeah, I was like, people shouldn't get triggered by what we say. This is all for entertainment. I mean, we're serious researchers, but this is all, we like to have fun and stuff too. So nobody should get triggered or take anything serious what we say. I mean, I don't know. Take serious what you want to take serious, but I mean, don't get triggered, I guess.
Easier said than done.
Sorry, go ahead.
So here, let's wrap this up about the final experiment. So 24 flat earthers and 24 global earthers. And that was the guy I was telling you about. They were fighting with each other, and he literally kicked them out of the church for not believing in the globe earth. So you preach about equality and treating others with respect and everything. Now, it was kind of respectful in the way that they did it. Not really. It was still pretty, pretty bad. Kind of embarrassing the way that they handled this. Right. But didn't Jesus talk about like accepting everybody and being nice to everyone? Like, the Ten Commandments are essentially, don't be a piece of shit. Like, at the core, it's like, you know, be a good person, be a good citizen, whatever, whatever. And here these guys are, they can't agree on one thing, and he kicks them out and doesn't even hear them out. And the same is true for the other side. Like, the conspiracy people of the flat earth, they don't care if what you have to say about the earth being round. So they're doing the same thing back, right? So it's like politics. It's like, oh, you're the worst. No, you've been the worst. No, you're the worst. And it's like that Spider-Man meme. Bro, you're both clowns. You know, like, you both are the same thing.
I was just going to say that. You brought up such a good point. I was going to say, you can see that so prevalent today in the politics. Like, if you meet someone who's a hardcore Trumper and you're not a Trumper, like, say you believe like way I believe, and you're like, I just don't believe in any politics. I feel like we should be free and sovereign, and we should rule ourselves, or we should... you know, find a better way. And then they're like, what the fuck, bro? You're a leftist.
You're a fan.
Like, no, I mean, I don't like any politics. They're like, no, you're a fucking Democrat. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I think they're...
You like to get fucked by demons, don't you? It's like, oh, maybe a little bit, you know? Oh dude, did you see what I'm saying? I guess I was joking,
but it's like it's a point that like people are going crazy over this stuff, you know. People are really, and it changes people.
It's mind
like
control, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what you said back to earlier. This ties in so well with what you said earlier about how they do these experiments on people to like change their perception on what they believe, and like they get you believing in something, and it's like an expand. You know, that's so true, man. You know, like I'm so glad you said that. It's like a
it's Stockholm syndrome.
In a different way, but you know,
it's Stockholm syndrome. So once you know, you start to relate to the people who are verbally abusing you, right? And in this case it's the internet or like some ideological group or whatever it is, and then you go, you know what, maybe it's not so bad on the other side, maybe I do believe, actually guys, I changed my mind, like, accept me into your tribe. And then you start believing that deep down inside, knowing that something is, you know, conflicted within you. And that's the way I feel sometimes too, like for example, flat earth, I can't tell you if it's round, but I can't tell you if it's flat either, and I'm not going to pretend like it is flat 100% because I don't know. Oh, look at all the evidence. I don't care about the evidence that some dude in his mom's basement came up with. I want to see it myself. Okay, just because you watch a couple of YouTube videos, because that's all it is, bro. I watch a few documentaries, a few. Check out this YouTube channel, and he's going to reveal it. No, I don't want to go to the YouTube channel to just sit in an echo chamber the whole time and make up my mind from a YouTube. These guys... allegedly, I mean, there's more globers than there are flat earthers, dude. So the flat earthers,
Dave Weiss isn't there, you know.
Flat earthers are kind of pussy, bro. I mean, I don't know about, they got three, that's it.
I know, right?
You guys are the most vocal group, but you only have three guys showing up for you, dude. Those are, you gotta bump those numbers up, guys. You gotta show out.
They probably think this experiment's a psyop or something. Or they'll probably say that, you know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm sure, like, and if they get launched on a rocket or something, I'm sure they'd say it's a hologram if they see a ball. Or like, there's not enough evidence. You can guide a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, right? Yeah. To me, in my opinion, I don't think the shape of the earth affects me in any sort of way, because they like to turn into like, it makes you feel insignificant. No, it doesn't. I promise you it doesn't. Like, I don't care if it's flat. I don't care if it's round. It makes zero difference to me. Oh, there's more lands out there that don't want. Then go conquer them, dude. What do you go? No yeah. one stop. Well, you can't go because of the ice wall, and they'll stop you. Well, these dudes right here, what does it take to, so let's see here. What does it take to get the scoreboard? You must be one of the original 48 invited. If any of those participants does any one of the following three things, their score will be added to the scoreboard. That's stupid and gay.
Yeah.
How are you getting to Antarctica? We will be flying to Antarctica with a company called Antarctic Logistics and Expeditions. They have been taking tourists to Antarctica. Ah, you see, it's a tourist company. I don't know if we can trust them. Look at that. It's probably AI generated, dude. You know, let's see how much is one of these things. Let's see how much it is. $24,000.
That's why the flat earthers aren't going. Because you know, a lot of flat earthers are broke, probably. Or not broke, but they probably don't have a lot of money. I know I'm a podcaster. I don't make a lot of money.
I don't make a lot of money either, but come on. You like, that's all you talk. There's people who identify $92,000 for 9 days.
Dude, that's like buying a house, you know? It's like you can buy a house or take a trip to Antarctica. I think I'll buy a house. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to prove
that it's flat, Rob. What kind of flat earther are you, dude?
I'm just saying, if somebody gave me $92,000,
if you stand for nothing, you fall for anything, bro. You're not gonna go. You're not gonna GoFund it. You know, set up a GoFund, let people just send you the money for you to go and prove everyone wrong, once and for all, dude. The final experiment. They're gonna take you. Look at this. They're gonna put you right here, bro. Right here. They're going to put you right there on the South Pole. You're not going to take the chance to go? Come on, bro. You got to reevaluate your priorities, man. You got to evaluate that, because if I could go, I'd go.
Okay, so let me explain. Here's how I feel about it. I don't have many opinions on things, but I feel like we're in maybe some kind of holographic reality. you know, in some kind of matrix. And I've been researching a lot of like soul trap stuff lately. I don't know where that theory, well, I kind of know where that theory started. It started on Art Bell when John Lear told Art Bell that to not go to the white light, that it was a trick, you know, but then that had to come from somewhere. But then it's went off lately. It's this whole theory now. People believe in the soul trap. They believe that, you know, they're, you know, near-death experiencers and stuff say that, like, when we go through the white light, we get reincarnated immediately, and then we end up back here. Nobody wants to come back here because, let's face it, a lot of people have hell on earth here. You know, not hell on earth, but they're not happy about their lives. So a lot of people are like, they don't want to come back here, you know, like,
But that's a problem from religion too, and that's another problem that I have with religion, that it demeans this reality and it makes you just want to go to the perfect world. Like heaven is like an alternate dimension. Like, oh, once we leave here, we're going to go to heaven. It's going to be perfect. I'm going to have a mansion of gold. There's people based on religion who blow themselves up because they think that they're going to get
72 virgins, right?
72 virgins or whatever it is.
And then they don't have sex their whole life. And then they end their life and are blowing themselves up. Like, what kind of life is that? You know, I've never experienced the touch of a woman just to blow yourself up. That's insane, dude, is what that is. That's fucking insane.
They've never felt the touch of a demonic entity, so that's why they're doing that. But once they do, they will never go back. I'm looking for the video, dude. There's people who are...
I'm so glad we decided to do this. Like, you're making me laugh my ass off. Like,
there's people who are looking into lasers, bro, to see the Matrix. I saw a video of... All right, listen, people, don't do this. I've seen people, let's see here. This is the video.
Oh, I can tell you a DMT experience I had where I saw the Matrix. You know, I mean, I can just tell you real quick while you're searching for this. So I did DMT. Someone sent me a DMT pen and I was taking hits off it every day. I took like 4 hits, dude. And I was sitting here at my desk and I went to some other, I mean, I closed my eyes. I saw some things. I didn't see entities. I didn't go to another dimension. But then when I opened my eyes, everything on my desk looked holographic. As I was coming off the drug, everything looked holographic. This bottle looked like holographic. Like, this mouse looked holographic. You know what I mean? It all looked holographic. I can't explain it. It was bizarre, dude. And yeah, I did see geometric patterns too. You know, I did see geometric. But like, some people say they've done DMT and ayahuasca and literally went to other dimensions where they've talked to entities. You know, that wasn't me. I didn't experience that.
So, you know, I'm sorry, were you done?
No, I'm done. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So my experience on mushrooms, this keyboard that I'm on right now, looked almost like Enochian, and the keyboard was, and it was like endless. I'd look at it and it'd be just going that way and that way. And then when I would look at my hands, I'd have 6 fingers, bro.
Oh my God.
I'd have 6 fingers, and I was watching a... Right, so I think that mushrooms, it's amazing how, because I was obsessed with psychedelics for such a long time, and
me too,
to the point where to the point where I harvested my own, right? I learned about it, like I learned the anatomy, I learned how to do it like myself, right? And I
it's amazing.
Created some, and I remember watching a podcast. It was the Rogan podcast, right? Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan had like black eyes as I was watching it, because I was trying to chill out because this was at the peak of 2020. And when it started, when I started to peak, it felt like the worst anxiety you've ever felt in your life. I thought I was going to die. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was like, listen, I need to chill out, because if I don't chill out, I'm going to have to go to get some into a hospital or something, and then if I go there, I'm gonna catch the thing that was, like, you know, going around in 2020, right? So I was trying to relax, so I'm like trying to put something on to like chill out. I was playing World of Warcraft, and it was just too visually stimulating. It was the craziest thing. So I put on a podcast. Rogan had like dark black eyes, and then he had Brian Callen on, and Brian Callen looked like he looked like Baphomet, bro. He looked like...
That's hilarious.
He looked like a donkey And then the donkey's face had like multiple eyes on it, like up its eye, like up its face. And he was talking to like this demon, bro. Like I saw a demon, like was Rogan with blacked out eyes. And then he was talking to, it was Brian Callen. Look, he was a demon. Like he was weird looking. So I turned that off. I had a
question about that. Do you feel like it was showing you their true nature? Like or something about them that like they don't want to reveal? You know, like maybe not even that they're not that they're entities, but maybe that they have a darker side. Maybe like your mind, maybe like the mushrooms were trying to teach you that they have a darker side. You know, I don't know.
I thought about that, dude. I thought about that. But what was it telling me about me having six fingers? Like, you know, am I part Nephilim or something? You know, like I had, bro, I looked down at my hand and I'd have to feel it because I kept seeing six fingers over and over and over again. So I got to the point where, I don't know if you remember it does it now still, but it was worse like back then where Netflix, you opened it, but everything would autoplay, right? Like, so everything would like play. And when I opened up Netflix, I was trying to desperately find something to watch to just chill out. When I opened up Netflix, it was just screaming at me, just like everything was just like screaming at me. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to find something, like hurrying up to click something. And I clicked on one documentary called Our Earth or Our Planet or something like that, right? And it does like different sections of the of like ecosystem. So it'll go through the desert, but then it'll transition to like the frozen tundras of Antarctica. And I started to cry when it showed the elephant seals. And the elephant seals, it's a like a 2-ton animal, right? And the animal is climbing higher and higher to get colder and colder. It's a 2-ton animal that's not supposed to be that high. So they fall off of these cliffs and mountains and they tumble to their death. So as I'm peeking, I'm watching this giant seal and and I don't know if it was the hallucinations, but I kept looking at the screen and it was like endless rows of these elephant seals. And I kept saying to myself, why are there so many of them? Why are there so many? Like, why? And then when I would watch the seal tumbling to its death, and they show everything, bro. It's like a documentary. They can't interact with nature. They're just filming this 2-ton animal just bloodied, blood coming out of its mouth, just falling to its death.
Why do they continue to do that? Like, don't they realize that it's not good for them?
They're following their animal instincts, bro. We need to get cold, so colder is up, but up means I can fall. And they push each other off the edges, bro, because they're so big. So as I'm watching this elephant seal just tumble to its death, I'm telling myself, global warming, we caused this. We're causing the death. And I'm just bawling my eyes out, bro, watching this elephant seal die in front of me. And then it'd go back to being peaceful and it's like, here's this beautiful little seal, you know, as it swims through the under the ice. And then the seal pops its head out of the water and a fucking polar bear just chomps on its fucking head. So it went from like this peaceful, beautiful little cute ass little baby seal, it just got its head ate by this polar bear, bro. So I'm going through like all these emotions as I'm like peeking on these mushrooms, and like something kept telling me like, become a better person, don't do this anymore, don't be so self. It changed my life, I'm not gonna lie. But the next day, dude, so after I was done with all that, I started watching Prometheus, one of my favorite movies, and one of the best movies, I think, in my opinion. A lot of people would disagree with that, but whatever. And I started watching the next day, bro. That day was like, I couldn't decipher. I was like between two worlds. Like I couldn't decipher reality from like the real.
Yeah.
Like I was like, wonder, is this real? Like I'm touching, I'm like, is this real or is that real? Like, cause I was like still hallucinating, even like after effects of the next day, dude, I was like freaking out still. It was horrible, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's Prometheus about? I never saw that movie. I know this about this legend of Prometheus, that he legendary stole fire from the gods and gave it to man, right?
It's Alien Prometheus. You ever seen that?
No, I never saw it.
So it's about the lore of the engineers, which is these entities that created us. And we're just a creation of the engineers, and it just goes through like the whole lore. And then the xenomorph was actually an Earth and a weapon that they were using to wipe out populations of people. They would just dump it on their planet and then just let the xenomorph just go to town and just kill everybody on the planet. And then they'd move on to the next planet. And then, but essentially they created us and we were made in their image. It's crazy, bro. Like, some people don't like it because they're like, oh, they did too much with it. It doesn't fall in canon with the alien universe. But like, this is, it's, I think it's one of, watch it, bro. It's good. Like, I like it. So, here, let me show you this video of people staring directly into these lasers to see the code in the matrix. Let me make sure you got my sound.
Dude, you find the best shit, man.
This here, check this out.
Holy shit. I just saw something. Yeah. What the
Oh, I see that. I feel it.
When I first saw the phenomenon, I was like, holy shit. But then it was actually like, whoa, what is happening? Am I losing my mind? But then I showed other people, and things kept getting weirder.
Just for the record, I haven't told him anything. Okay, just tell me what you see.
Oh my God, come on.
I showed over 100 people, and I kept asking myself, how are all of us seeing the same thing?
Oh my God, it's changing shapes right there.
The laser was revealing numbers and letters running in a pattern.
Pyramids like this big here, and it looks like code.
It looked like programming code.
It's definitely saying something, and I just want to take a picture of it and translate it.
Wow. You see that?
Okay, so yeah, it's not stuck.
No.
It's not because of the light.
No, it's on its own side.
And each angle shows you different layers, different ways through it.
I can see through the wall. It's not like a hallucination. It has spatial awareness and permanence.
I don't know. Whoa.
For centuries, mankind has attempted to explore these altered states, but we've never had a repeatable, testable phenomenon to observe until now.
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
It's like you can see through the laser into another dimension.
The claim is, if you project a diffracted laser on the surface and you smoke DMT, you will see code running in surfaces. Yes, like in the Matrix.
So there are a few possibilities.
Wait, so you have to smoke DMT?
I lost my mind. Which is the coolest losing your mind ever in history. The second option is that this is the biggest discovery of humankind. If anybody ever asked themselves what it would be like to know you live in the Matrix for sure, well, I know for sure. I'm convinced.
So where do we go from here?
So have them stare into a laser that you can get on Amazon for probably $10 or $15. Like, that's the answer to how to decipher the Matrix. Like, that is proof of the Matrix.
You gotta get on the dark web and buy some DMT and then use that and then stare into it.
Yeah, but do you have to smoke the DMT and then look into the laser? Or can you just look into the laser sober and still see the
What's hard about that? When you smoke DMT, if you smoke a hard amount of DMT, you're going to go out. You're not going to be able to look
into
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, you know, probably, because you that's weird, you know, like, but I guess if you take a couple of hits off a DMT pen, it can be, if you could control it, you could control yourself. But I saw my friend do DMT one time. I got this DMT from Hawaii one time. It was some powerful stuff, man. For whatever reason, it wasn't working for me, but my friend did it. And dude, he went out, he looked like he was taking like a hardcore drug or something. I was like, this is scary, man. It was insane. You know, it made me not want to do it. It was, yeah. But I mean, that would be amazing if that really worked. You know, I wonder if you could just get the light and just try it that way without the DMT.
I mean, I have a couple of these lasers, but I think you're causing permanent damage to your eyeball by looking directly into this laser.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend people do this because it could be detrimental to your health. I don't know if... If this is what it takes, imagine going blind. Imagine having eyesight your entire life. and then going blind because you did some dumb shit like this because of something you saw on TikTok.
That would be horrible.
That would be horrifying, right? Imagine losing your... Like, dude, I can barely see if I take these off. I'm so nearsighted. I have to be this close to things to see it. So I can't imagine not being... Can you... Going from seeing things to being blind the rest of your life, how some people experience an accidents or whatever it is, right? Like, they have something happen to, they get a disease where they lose their eyes. That's horrific, dude. Like, I think eyesight... I'd rather have eyesight than hearing, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Would you rather have your legs amputated or your arms?
That's you need your arms for everything. you need your legs for everything too, right? I think I'd rather have my arms, you know?
I think I'd rather have my arms. So if you had to pick, like the movie, right? Like the movie Saw. Where he makes you pick like what you want to do. Do you want to lose this or lose that or save this person and save that person? Like, I think about that all the time. These are the questions that run through my mind, bro, on a daily basis. Like, would I rather keep my hands or my feet? It's like, damn, that's a hard decision, you know? So, yeah, dude, I think that reality is malleable. And I think that psychedelics are probably... a sort of cheat code to be able to look to the other side, because if you got guys like Wim Hof, that they say that they can become high from just breathing, you know, like they can just from these breathing exercises, they can enter altered states of consciousness. And it's like, you know, can you not? I don't know, but I think meditation.
I've tried it. I've never.
It's, Wim Hof.
I've tried. It's like a really fast, like in through the nose, out through the mouth breathing. And then I've done some other kinds of DMT breathing too, because I was looking it up on the internet. There's one where you go in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the mouth, out through the nose, and you keep rotating. And that's supposed to do something as well. But it was make me lightheaded.
You know, you had to keep going, dude.
Yeah, if you search, like, and people can do this because I don't think this would hurt anybody. You can search different breathing methods and see if it releases DMT for you. It's interesting. It might for some people. And either way, it's going to calm you down and make you feel good, because the more oxygen you get, the better. You know, like that. They even have like alternative supplements out for that now. I think it's called what's it called? It's like a oxygenated. I can't remember what it is. I don't know, but I mean. You know, like, supposedly more oxygen is way better, I guess, supposedly, you know.
So you can actually buy oxygen tablets. Man, they will literally sell, like, don't people know that you can get free oxygen from just
breathing, yeah.
Just doing that? It's like, oh, I got to pop these things to go ahead. What do oxygen pills do for you? Let's see. There's evidence for people who are hypoxemic. Hypoxemic. I don't know how to say that name. How to say that word? Supplemental oxygen improves quality of life. Well, this is supplemental oxygen. You're like on an actual, like mask. That I can understand for people who have like COPD or like some sort of disorder where they need oxygen. Then that would make sense. But pills for that? Come on, man. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of con artists too in this world, bro. Like out of 10 interviews that you do, because I know you interview a lot of people. I think I see you do like 3 interviews a day sometimes, bro.
Sometimes I do.
Like, I don't know how you do it, but out of, you know, 10 people, who out of those 10 people, you don't have to say who do you believe and who do you don't? Or sometimes do you not believe all 10?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get a bad feeling, and if I get a really bad feeling, I don't want to continue the interview. But I do. I still let it go, you know?
Like, what kind of bad feeling? Like, it's fake bad feeling? Yeah. Or?
I'm getting a feeling it's fake, and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore, because I'm like, I don't want to put out something that's fake, you know. So I'm just like, but I'm not going to say who it was, because I don't want to embarrass anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, you know. But what's interesting though is the audience can smell bullshit too. They're really educated, you know. So they can usually smell like when someone's like,
yeah. Telling a lie or something like that. Yeah, I know. Usually I've had that before too, but I don't focus a lot on people's experience. I've had people who talk about Bigfoot and like cryptids and you know, shadow people and stuff like that, but I've never you do more of like, you know, ESP and stuff like that. And one of the things that I talked about recently on a podcast, on Chris Matthews' podcast.
I like him, by the way. He's really cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. Shout out to Chris Matthews from Forbidden Knowledge. I did an episode on his show, which I don't know if you've ever heard about this. Have you ever heard of trepanation?
No.
So, right, we're talking about developing the sixth sense and psychic abilities. Well, there's a whole sect of people, bro, who do self-trepanation. And what trepanation is drilling a hole in your skull right here. And it's supposed to allegedly bring more blood volume to your brain and elevate your consciousness. And there's people who do it to
God.
Bro, there's people who do it to themselves because they say that it helps them get more blood to their brain. And there's entire documentaries about this, dude, of people drilling holes into their skulls multiple times.
Wouldn't that give you like a bad infection? And
you could, yeah.
I mean, that would be horrible, right? I mean, shit's going to get in there too. Bugs and shit and, like, you know, all kinds of shit could get in there. You know, that's not good, man. That's not good. I mean, what do you think?
I've never done it, but there are entire tribes till this day who do it, and they do it without anesthesia. And there's videos. You can look it up.
What are they drilling with?
Oh, so the tribes in Africa that do it, usually the shaman has already been trepanated and they have a big scar in their head. What they use is like sharp rocks and metal tools. And bro, dude, I'm telling you, look up the documentary, A Hole in the Head. Watch that.
I will. You get into some wild shit, man. You do.
But think about
love
that.
It. I love this stuff. It's
so interesting. We're talking about things that aren't tangible. Like, oh, I can see, you know, the lizard people or something like that. Well, show me. I can't, right? Because it's my personal experience. But these people who drill a hole into their head, they're doing something physical that they can do themselves to see if it has results right that second once you do it. And some people say that they do have results. I'm not advocating for drilling a hole in your skull, but how far are you willing to go? Are you going to go to Antarctica, Rob? What are you going to do, bro? Are you going to go and show everyone that the earth is flat? Are you going to drill that hole and show everyone that you can see?
I'm going to go to Antarctica and I'm going to take one of those Amazon lights. I'm going to show everybody that there's a, it's a matrix. So then I'll put a laser on the ice ball.
And it's there into, I can see the code, bro. It's moving by itself. This is flat. It confirmed flat earth. So anyways, there's, what is there? 42 days, something like that. Only 3 flat earthers? Man, dude, you guys are getting crushed. You guys are getting pulverized. But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. This is a lot to take in, but we'll see what happens, man. Did you have anything else you wanted to get into, Rob, before we get out of here?
It was fun, man. I really had fun. I was nervous because I'm always the person interviewing someone. But this went really good, man. I'm so glad we did this. I'd love to come back anytime or have you on my show anytime. And thank you. This was awesome.
Yeah, dude. And like I said, it's just a conversation, man. Nothing to be afraid of coming on the show. I know you're a little bit nervous, but it's all good, man. I enjoyed talking to you.
I've done like 1,568 podcasts, you know, but it's different when you're on this side. You know what I mean? But this, you made it great, man. This is really fun.
I appreciate you being here, dude. Remind the people over on my end where they can find you one more time, and I'll post the links in the description.
Yeah, Typical Skeptic Podcast. I'm everywhere. YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts are the main ones, you know. And thank you, man, again. This was awesome.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, you can follow me, www.tjojp.com. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. We do have a Discord channel and also a Telegram channel if you're interested in that to have conversations with the people. Make sure to keep an eye out for the Alchemy, the trading card game that's going to be coming out very soon. And as always, make sure to share the show, like, comment, subscribe, whatever. Leave a 5-star review. And as always, everyone, I'll catch you on the other side. Goodbye now.
Thanks, Juan. See you, man. We'll be right back.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.